off the ball. Rugby.
O'Gara was also in my face. What the F are you doing? I responded by shaving to punch him.
It was feisty, all right, at the start, that's for sure, you know. There's no doubt about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line! Try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello, folks. You're very welcome along to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. Glad you could join us. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to discuss Munster's win in the rain over the Ospreys and a huge, huge injury list as we get ready to head up to Dublin in a massive, massive game with Leinster at Croke Park. A lot to come on today's show. Fiona, Alan, great to see you as always. How are you guys?
Good, Rory. Good. Better form this week, even though I had a one point last minute with my own team. I'm still not over it, but we all went and watched Munster. It was directly on the Munster game, so it cheered us all up a little bit anyway, watching them bounce back.
Losing by a point last play of the game as well. It must have been like heartbreaking, pull your hair out kind of stuff. So.
You wouldn't even believe it. I won't talk about referees, but
You won't talk about it, but you will.
You're a touchline man now after this podcast. Like.
I'd say, he laid into me at one stage. I went down anyway. I'll just quickly tell you, we got crunched in a scrum and her head was a new second row. We were giving her a blast or whatever. Sure, he fucking let them play on. The whole scrum was down and he let him take a quick tap, like, you're not allowed. So I marched on to let him know that. And the next break in play, I brought a bottle of water with me. And he was like, I don't care if you bring it on water. You're not supposed to be on here, coach. I was like, okay, I have to go now.
Never
put me in my place.
Cunny, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Rory. Yeah. Conditions were horrendous. Were they bad for your match?
Oh my God. It was horrific standing on the sideline. You know, everyone had the little hand warmers, the subs anyway, and it was pretty bad. But in saying that, when I watched the start of the Munster game, I think it was far worse than Cork.
Yeah, there's plenty to discuss about that Ospreys game, all right? Yeah, the wind and the rain, the playing a game in an orange weather warning. Luckily, it was on a 4G pitch, I guess. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have gone ahead. Plenty of comments reaching us, Fiona, on the show just about that game, I suppose, about the big one with Leinster coming up on the horizon.
Yeah, some good comments coming in. A lot more positive this week, which is great to see. You have Phil Quinlan saying, Jack Crowley, this is my favourite, was like Noah leading the way through the biblical floods to victory. He didn't even need to borrow a pair of goggles from the stands. Fair play. And Poole, good win in the horrendous conditions. Great response from last week. Sadly didn't get to the game as it was torrential rain down and went in West Cork. Just had to watch it on the team. But also acknowledging biggest worry, that growing injury list. Joe has Sean O'Brien returning early from emergent tour. Very welcome given the current injuries. Eamon says 3 games in and our injury list is already ridiculously long again. Is there something wrong with our physical conditioning or is it just bad luck? Last couple then, we'll say Trev had some fab performances, some not so. Kendellan was excellent for Ireland. Hopefully no more bad injuries this weekend. Ideally in a low scoring, sneaky win in a great occasion. But seriously, stuff the occasion. I'll take a 3-0 thriller in a hurricane. And lastly, Christopher Murphy, who do Munster have to start praying in order to stop the injuries from piling up? What do you make on that, Quinny? Especially the questions around, you know, is it something they're doing in training? Because I know they changed up the preseason this year in particular.
I suppose it's easy to that's where you'd naturally go when you have the injuries. There was a bit of talk about that last year, particularly around November, December. When there was a lot of injuries cropping up, I don't know. Is it luck? You know, Ollie Yeager's a stinger in the shoulder, neck area. So I don't know. How can you say that's something to do with training?
Yeah.
Peter O'Mahony, again, we don't know, speculating on what the injury had looked like, a hip or a quad injury or something like that.
I think they were saying hamstring, Quinny, on Peter O'Mahony.
He was lying on his back and he was propelling himself up to see, yeah. I don't know. It's easy. It's the easiest way to go. If there's a load of soft tissue injuries, yeah, maybe it's something to do with conditioning or overtraining and stuff like that. You can get evidence on that. But, you know, all the players are monitored nowadays and their load is checked as regards how much work they're doing. But, yeah, it's just... We'll end up, obviously talk about Leinster and the task ahead and how tough that is at the end of the podcast. But when you go through the amount of injuries that Munster have, it's a lot. And so I don't know. Saying prayers and you know what? my mother's holy water maybe is missing. That's probably the ingredient that they need. But yeah, as I said, if it's a lot of soft tissue injuries, then in any sport, you can look towards the amount of training you're doing or the players need rest, they're breaking down. But again, some of the injuries, it's hard. You go back to that Leinster game last year when you had Dermot Byrne, broken foot, Adogbo, Achilles, Dave Kilcoyne, shoulder, all in the one match. You know, they're freakish kind of injuries. So it's a pity because I think we all would agree, and people outside of Munster would probably agree, a fully fit Munster, but no one has everybody available every match. But again, there's a lot of absentees there that make a huge difference to your bench and your squad and your preparation, your training. You know, Shane Daly's won over in Italy. It's coming down on his wrist, isn't it? So, yeah, it's frustrating and it's difficult for him at the moment, and they have to kind of navigate their way through a tough period.
Is there a Child of Prague equivalent from a rugby injuries that we can put out ahead of Saturday, no?
Queenie's mam didn't certainly know that, I'd say, anyway.
A few holy medals or something, but yeah, it's a pity because, but look, it's part and parcel of sport, but you just think the amount of injuries they've had, it's pretty unfortunate for them, and you don't want to be putting it down to, you know, making excuses or saying this is why we didn't play well. I think we know where the level Munster are at. They could be a very good team who can challenge if they have people fit and available. You know, Rory Scannell has an ankle injury. Thomas Ahern had that knee injury. You know, there's a lot. Dave Kilcoyne is coming back from his shoulder. Paddy Patterson, a cruciate. Roman Salano, a problem with his knee. Like, the list is crazy. Like, Liam Coombs, hamstring, Patrick Campbell, shoulder, Dermot Kilgallen, hamstring. The hamstrings and the calves, that they're the areas that there's something, you know, not wrong, I think, but maybe individually issues with people around their conditioning or whatever. I don't know. It's tough. It's frustrating, but they've got to, you can't focus and talk about it. We can talk about it, of course, and they've just got to get on with it, but it's hard to try and prepare for big games when you're looking around saying, particularly in the backs, who's available this week. You know, Sean O'Brien is coming back early from the Emerging Ireland tour because they need outside backs really for the weekend.
We'll get into that Leinster game and I suppose Dean Villis in a bit more detail later on in the pod, but first off, Fiona, that win over Ospreys on Saturday, 23-0 in Musgrave Park in the wettest, windiest conditions I think I've ever seen. The amount of people who text me said that they weren't going to go to the game when they saw the rain outside. There's flooding all over Cork. Would have been hard to get to Virgin Media Park anyway. But Munster dug it out, they got the win, and it was much needed considering, I suppose, the hammering they took after losing to Zebre the previous week.
Yeah, look, and I think the thing they'll take away from the game the most is that nil, because we were on here last week, lads, and we were chatting about, and even the week before, we were chatting about like the defence and I suppose lack of those connections at times. Yes, you can look at the weather and say it probably was hard to attack in that, but I thought Munster's defence, their line speed was a lot better. And for me in particular, to obviously having Tyburn back is a huge part of it, but to have 8 turnovers, I think it was last week, did only 2. As a defensive system, when you're getting those turnovers, it really kind of brings the energy and it brings that buzz into a team. And you could see it meant a lot to them. So it was really good from that side of things to be able to see them put in a good defensive performance, especially I suppose, questioning at times. Their tackles was another thing. You know, we'd said there was far too many missed tackles. Soft tackling certainly didn't have that. I think they had 12 missed tackles all game. So they really probably spent a good week, I'd imagine, solidly working on defence. And I'd say they knew probably had a little idea that the weather wasn't going to be the best as well. So their set piece was something I thought was excellent. Niall Scannell, I thought, was brilliant in what he played. They had 12 out of 12 lineouts. And just in general, it was one of those days where you had to look after the ball, you had to make your tackles, and you had to be the first to bounce up to your feet. And I felt Munster had super energy, and they were about the place trying to really go after the Ospreys.
Yeah, Cunny, horrendous conditions, obviously, for the game, which you have to admire, I suppose, the way Munster dug it out and got that bonus point win.
Yeah, I think the attitude was something we mentioned and spoke about. And when you do lose a game, it's not a personal attack on anybody, but I think the attitude needs to be a lot better in their whole application across the board. Fiona mentioned the defence and, you know, Munster priding themselves on defence. That brilliant run they went on last year, and the previous year, their defence put them in a position to win it. Last year, finishing top, they conceded 318 points in 18 games. So that was the lowest of any team in the league. That tells its story. So for Munster, they need to be a hard team to beat and then rely on the improvements that we've seen in the attack in the last couple of years. And you know, they're not going to get everything perfect, and far from it. I think we, you know, talking about the injuries and having the profile of players available and all that kind of stuff will certainly help them. But the improvement from last week was huge. I think the weather conditions and the ability to play good rugby suited them, in a sense that, you know, you've seen in the last few years, Munster want to play with wit and they want to attack and put pace in their game. But of all nights the other night, as a forward in particular, it was a chance to really get stuck into the opposition. You know that it's not going to go wit to wit to wit all the time. You're going to get a lot of direct contact. There has to be one-out runners. There has to be a lot of collisions around the breakdown. There's going to be a lot of set piece. So it kind of suited the Munster pack that they needed to kind of step up and roll up the sleeves a bit. And they did. You know, there's a couple of stats from the week before. You know, Munster lost 8 turnovers. Zebra won 8 turnovers the week before to 1 of Munster. Munster had 8 win turnovers won this week to 1 of Ospreys. So they kind of flipped that breakdown issue around. And it's not a technique thing, because you could ask me, well, is that a technical thing? Is it something they need to practice or get better? I think Fiona might agree with me here. It is an attitude thing. It is a big attitude thing. Like, these players are not going to be technically poor at cleaning out breakdowns. It's an attitude thing. So you can imagine during the week, there was a lot of honest words. I would have said they would have been very angry with themselves, and the coaches would have been pretty angry. So I think they galvanized themselves. And when I say it suited them, the weather, it suited them that, you know, the first thing I would do as a coach is go at the attitude and the desire and the aggression levels and stuff like that. And rugby is a physical sport. You have to be physically right and emotionally right. So I think they got that right at the weekend, and they deserve a lot of credit, because it would have been a tough week. And I've experienced those weeks myself as a player. It's hard to kind of, you need people around you to kind of obviously give you a kick up the backside, but get you fired up again. You've got to reignite yourself, and you can only control what's in front of you. Learn from what's behind, in a sense. So I'm sure the video clips and all that kind of stuff would have been harsh learning for people, but, you know, it was a much better performance. 12 missed tackles. It's way down on what it was. It was in the 20s in the first two league games. Again, the Ospreys couldn't really play. Munster couldn't really play themselves with width and attack. But 12 from 12 in the lineouts, again, they're little things for me that are important here. So you win all your lineouts. Your scrum is pretty dominant, very dominant. You're keeping your penalty count under 10. It was nine against Munster. I think there was a few at the end. But the post-contact meters would indicate, yeah, you get a ball and you've got to run into traffic, heavy traffic. Are you going to get a little bit of step? Are you going to keep the legs alive? All that kind of stuff. Their post-contact meters were 214 meters, as opposed to the Ospreys were 90 meters. And this is in a game where possession was nearly 50-50. Munster had 52% possession. They had 48. So Ospreys had a fair bit of ball, and they only made 90 meters post-contact meters, whereas Munster made 214. So they're the things I would focus in on: the set piece, the carries, aggressive carries, energy to get there quickly, not allowing Jack Morgan and you know, the Ospreys players get turnovers. They had one turnover at the breakdown. So, you know, a lot of that stuff, yeah, it's not solely attitude, Rory. It's not solely, oh God, we've got to get our attitude right. They I'm sure they would have, you know, looked at it deeply themselves, but it was much improved and they needed that kind of a performance.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. If you'd like to listen to the full episode where we talk about Munster's injury problems in more depth and we look ahead to the huge clash with Leinster coming up at Croke Park this Saturday evening, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot,